And let's go next to Iraq, where tens of thousands of people are walking the streets of Baghdad today. They're performing an annual pilgrimage to the shrine of a much-loved Shiite imam, the equivalent of a saint. Because many Shiite observances were suppressed under Saddam Hussein, this pilgrimage is an important part of Shiite identity. But like any public event in Iraq today, it is dangerous. Pilgrims have been killed in terrorist attacks every year since Saddam was overthrown. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
They fill the long boulevard as far as the eye can see, a river of people streaked with black from the robes of the women and dotted with flags, green for Islam, black for mourning, and red for the blood of martyrs. Early in the day, the heat is still tolerable. It's in the mid-90s, and the air is unusually clear because all civilian vehicles have been banned from the streets for the past 2 days as a precaution against car bombs. Another thing that's unusual is that there are so many women on the street, covered from head to foot in the flowing black robes called abayas, walking in black clusters of from 2 to 3 to a dozen.
I am a Muslim, and I love the imam.
Many, like Alia Shamchi, are widows from Iraq's past and current wars. She's a tiny woman who says she's past 70, but her face, though weathered, is almost unlined. She's accompanied by her daughter, who talks excitedly on a cell phone as her mother is being interviewed. Shamchi says she prays for safety.
We lost our kids, our young men. Our lives are all changed and gone.
And she blames the U.S. occupation.
It's the Americans who are behind this. They split us and manipulate us.
There's a good deal of anti-American sentiment here, possibly because so many of the marchers are young men. They're polite and friendly to a U.S. reporter, but when a U.S. patrol passes by, they chant and curse. The gunner in the turret of one Humvee, a young woman, smiles broadly from behind her sunglasses. Some of the pilgrims come to make an explicit political statement, like Hassan Hussein Saburi, a 23-year-old from Kut province.
I came representing the people who couldn't come to visit the imam to ask him to get the invaders out of the country.
He says he's walked 7 hours so far from the edge of Baghdad to ask for a blessing.
I wish for better security and stability for this country.
Right now, security is represented by police and army soldiers like this Iraqi sergeant who declined to give his name.
As you see, we've got our men spread from Sinak Bridge all the way to Aden Square to protect these people.
Sinak Bridge is where more than 1,000 people were killed in a stampede during the pilgrimage 2 years ago. A rumor got started that there was a suicide bomber in the crowd, and people began to run. Some were crushed and smothered. Some drowned when they were pushed off the bridge. The Iraqi sergeant says the traffic is better controlled this year, but local television shows the bridge jammed with people. The sergeant says the government is ready in case of a disaster.
We have an ambulance and a field clinic ready if anything happens.
For now, volunteers provide the marchers with water and tea, cake and yogurt from tents along the way, and the atmosphere is festive. Police trucks waft songs in memory of the imam from their cassette decks, and groups of young men dance and chant as they pass by. Most of the people we spoke with say they're not afraid of possible terrorist attacks. For one thing, if you die during a religious observance, you acquire a special status. For another, the river of people around you gives a sense of invulnerability, a sense that no matter what happens, you're part of something too big to be destroyed. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.